From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S.-backed forces on Friday advanced deeper into areas north of Raqqa, continuing their march to the edge of the de facto capital of Islamic State in Syria. On the fourth day of the offensive, Syrian Democratic Forces, an alliance of Kurdish and Arab fighters, took control of at least 10 villages and advanced 15 kilometers southward as U.S.-led coalition airstrikes targeted positions in nearby localities. Local officials said the Kurdish-led SDF aims to close in on IS by surrounding IS-held territories from different directions. The level of coordination between the international coalition and local forces apparently has been advanced, according to officials. U.S. special forces in Syria, who were wearing patches of a Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to remove them due to political sensitivities, said a spokesman for the coalition fighting Islamic State forces in Iraq and Syria. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters via teleconference from Baghdad Friday that placing the patches of the People's Protection Units, known as the YPG, on U.S. military uniforms was unauthorized. Thousands of anti-government protesters marched in Iraq's capital Friday, many carrying flowers and olive branches, before converging on the capital's Tahrir Square to call for political change. Iraqi forces were out in force in the blistering heat. It was over 40 degrees in Baghdad Friday, and concrete barriers and razor wire blocked many streets leading toward the square. Small buses inside the security cordon ferried protesters to the square's entrance. This is VOA News. About 1,000 protesters marched and chanted outside the San Diego Convention Center as presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke to supporters inside. Waving U.S. and Mexican flags, protesters confronted police in the Southern Californian city, which sits just 24 kilometers from the Mexican border and where a third of the residents are Latino. Police said they made three arrests, including one man who climbed a railing separating protesters from officers. His arrest led protesters to spray water and throw empty plastic bottles at police. Earlier Friday, a smaller group of demonstrators was on hand as Trump told supporters in the Central California city of Fresno that he can resolve their water crisis, declaring there's no drought. Trump accused state officials of denying water to Central Valley farmers so that they can send it out to sea to protect a certain kind of 3-inch fish.
They have farms up here, and they don't get water. I said, oh, that's too bad. Is it a drought? No, we have plenty of water. I said, what's wrong? Well, we shove it out to sea. And I said, why? And nobody even knows why. And the environmentalists don't know why. Now, they're trying to protect a certain kind of 3-inch fish. But... think of it. So nobody even knows why.
A count by the Associated Press has found that Trump has reached the required number of delegates to officially clinch the Republican nomination. An open letter signed by 150 health experts is calling for the upcoming Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed or moved because of the Zika virus outbreak. The signatory said Friday that to hold the games would be irresponsible and unethical. The virus has been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and brains. The World Health Organization has said pregnant women should avoid areas where Zika outbreaks are occurring, including the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. In an opposing view, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, says there is no public health reason to cancel or delay the Olympics. The United Nations has rejected a bid from a nonprofit journalist advocacy group that wanted consultative status, which would have given them greater access to UN meetings. The Committee to Protect Journalists works to defend the right of journalists to report the news without fear of reprisal. It said the ruling is seen as a rebuke from governments that oppose their mission. New research shows Americans have mixed views on the status of their country on the global stage. A survey by the Pew Research Center found nearly three-fourths of all Americans believe the U.S. is the greatest military power in the world. I'm Sarah Williams.
That's the latest world news from VOA.